Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, now let's get the latest about Afghanistan, where at least 1,000 people are dead, some 1,600 injured, after a powerful earthquake rippled through the east of the country. NPR's Dia Hadid is following the latest news from Islamabad, Pakistan. And Dia, what are you hearing about deaths, injuries, damage?
What we are hearing is devastating. Keep in mind, one of the worst affected areas here is a district called Gian. It's a remote, very, very poor part of eastern Afghanistan. And there the UN estimates that 1,800 homes have been damaged or destroyed. That's 70% of all the homes in that district, according to the UN. And what's made this earthquake even more deadly was that it occurred overnight. So those homes, they collapsed onto sleeping families. But because this area is remote, all the death tolls are estimates. And honestly, we're unlikely to ever know the true toll.
Now, some of the areas hit by the quake are mountainous, you know, hard to reach on a good day. As you said, now, you know, they've suffered this earthquake. So what's happening with search and rescue?
It's been a challenge. The weather is also complicating things because there's heavy rain and wind. The Taliban says they've dispatched 45 ambulances, 7 helicopters and a medical team. The UN has mobilized. They've dispatched more than a dozen team of health workers and nutrition teams. You know, local Afghan charities like ASEAL are fundraising for cash to help out. But for now, one video that's been released by state-run media actually shows residents themselves trying to pull out a victim from the ruins of a collapsed house. And so it's likely that tomorrow when the sun comes up, we'll have a better sense of who's arrived and what they're doing.
Well, you mentioned the Taliban, which is, of course, running Afghanistan in the wake of the U.S. withdrawal. No countries recognize that Taliban government. So how might that complicate getting, you know, international aid from countries to the Taliban?
Right. Well, they and the UN have sort of figured out ways now of working alongside each other, but not together, where the Taliban is undertaking some aspects of the search and rescue while the UN is dispatching medical teams and things like that. The bigger crisis, though, is that wealthy donor countries are reluctant to give the Taliban aid because it's a way of legitimizing their rule. And this, to be clear, is a government that continues to violate human rights. But, you know, if there is a will to help from the international community, the UN has long been present in Afghanistan and has and can be a conduit for that aid.
Yeah. Well, you are there in Islamabad, Pakistan, but you were in the country recently, and we know that millions of Afghans were already facing food shortages before this calamity. So remind us what you saw and how that might inform what comes next.
Yeah, so, I mean, this earthquake is really devastating communities that have been hit hard in recent years. These specific communities that have been hit hard along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border have also been suffering one of the worst droughts in 30 years. So these are communities that don't have any resilience left. I was in Kabul just 2 weeks ago, which is fairly prosperous compared to the rest of the country. But even there, we saw women begging by the dozens for bread outside bakeries. We were in a hospital where malnourished children that look like sticks, they're tiny little things, and they were being treated for complex needs in hospital. It's worth remembering this is a crisis that was triggered by the U.S. freezing Afghanistan's central bank assets and donor aid drying up because the Taliban seized power, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight to that political logjam.
That's NPR's Dia Hadid in Islamabad, Pakistan, giving us the information about the terrible earthquake in neighboring Afghanistan. Dia, thank you.
You're welcome.